Do you guys tweet at all? Do you guys on Twitter?
The modern poetry.
Poets who tweet. Are you one part of the poets who tweet?
I don't
tweet, but I do Facebook update.
Ah, no.
You know, that I would
how
rather
often
do that.
How often do you update?
Probably like 3 times a day.
Oh.
And it's sometimes there are little poetic things that happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, we're Facebook friends.
Yeah,
but, you know. Yeah, it's like I like seeing what people have to say in that little snippet, but tweeting to me seems dirty.
Tweeting seems dirty?
Twatting.
Yeah. She says twatted earlier today. She was like, it's the past tense of tweet is to have twatted. And
I twatted yesterday.
I twatted.
That's what I think, yeah.
It's tweeted. I thought it was like, tweeted.
It's tweeted.
It's tweeted, but I prefer twat.
I prefer twatted.
I like twat.
Yeah.
Well, like, I like to say
like
that.
Are you friends with Charlie Sheen on there?
Oh yeah,
no, I'm not following him.
You don't follow him.
God, he thinks he's a poet.
Yeah, he says some pretty crazy things. You know what?
Then the Wayans brothers built the pyramids, according to Charlie.
Yeah.
The
Wayans brothers built the pyramids, according to Charlie. Good times.
I do follow Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
And really cool. I think it was the first one to him. It was between him and Puffy, the first one to a million. But the sweetest tweet I'd ever saw from him is he posted one of his father's poems. Apparently his father writes poetry, and when you clicked on it, and he had a little, he's like, you know, my father's been writing poetry for years and years and years, but he's never published it, he never shares it. And he's like, because he never thought he was good enough, he said, so I was like, oh, I'm so proud. But, and he said, he's like, but Dad, I think your poems are great, so I'm so glad that I can be the first one to publish you. And it was like the sweetest thing, and I was like, oh, and I love how that sort of, it's like weird, it's like celebrity and poetry like came together, and it was just like, that is so awesome. And it was actually a pretty good poem too.
Right.
It's like, wow. But I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, that is nice. I guess, like, yeah, that is a great publishing tool.
Yeah.
I never really think of it that way. But you know, I mean, more and more, like, people are using, you know, social media to publish their stuff, and I'm all for that. I'm a big fan of anyone's blog, if, you know, or reading, like, serials online, you know. I love it, and I promote it, and we should all do it. I don't know, like, tweeting is, like, just so limited, you know. It's only, what, 140
characters?
140. Yeah.
So I like it because it does force you in efforts to be concise with what you're saying, because I'm like, oh, and when I tweet, I'm like, I really want to say this, but I have only have 140 characters. And I feel like anybody who has those apps, and I think it's the BlackBerry or the iPhone, where they can go beyond 140 characters, I think you're cheating. I think you're cheating. So I believe in the 140 characters, because anything you need to say to the entire world, you better do in 140 characters.
See,
that might
me,
be my so bitterness.
I blabber on and on and on, and like even in my emails, like sometimes I can get too long, and I wonder sometimes if like the less characters we have, like does that promote, like how does that affect our attention spans for other things? You know, like it takes me longer to read a book now than it used to, because I'm like, oh shit, I better get up and watch TV now. Then I gotta go and do my laundry, and oh, I better tweet about it.
Yeah.
And then update my Facebook status.
Yeah. Alright.
It is bad, especially like I work in digital media, I teach digital media, so hence, you know, all this, but it is, like you observe like how students will be sitting there Facebooking, doing homework, listening to their iPods, and texting. Like, all at the same time. All at the same time. And it's just, like media, little media monsters. And I do, like, agree with the attention span. It's like, how do you focus on one thing when you have so many options?
Yeah.
You don't have to spend 5 minutes doing one thing anymore.
Does that take away our sincerity? You know, I wonder what the psychology is on that, you know? Like, raising a nation of monsters?
Like,
yeah, like, but, you know, I'm curious about that.
But,
and, like, I feel bad for people who are, like, 60, 70, I guess baby boomers, you know, who are so desperately trying to, like, write an email, you know, like, I wonder how they, where do they fit in, you know?
I know. It's so funny. My mom had a smartphone before I did, and she calls me, and she's like, I can watch videos. And my dad was, like, texting, like, me and my dad will text, like, once we figure out texts, like, we'll always text, and it's hilarious, you know? Like, he's on, my whole family is on Facebook. My entire family is on Facebook.
That's good.
And so, like, yeah, they're like,
she's
yeah.
big about the party photos that I'm missing. Look at you, you missed. And it's over a text, and she's so excited.
But I was like, man, mom, I was like, you have a smartphone? I was like, thanks, great. And I was like, now I have to get one. Get a smartphone. And then I had one friend was tweeting something about his grandmother. His grandmother. I think she said something that his grandmother said, like, he's like, I follow. And she said, I follow Ashton Kutcher. He's fine. And she's like, I was like, your grandmother tweets. He was like, she had a Facebook account before I did.
I was like, God.
Are you serious? It's crazy.
Wow.
So apparently the baby boomers are,
they're
getting in
there.
Yeah.
You better stop them.
I know. I was wishing, like, more poets, because I think I do see a lot of, like, senseless tweets, like, and I will admit I probably tweeted things that, like, nobody really cares about this, but I like to follow, like, poets and stuff, because I like to see what's going on, like, in, like, other cities, and it's really cool, because, like, you have your community of writers, not just where you live, but, like, online, too, and they're always there, and you can, like, talk back and forth at almost any time. And it's so, the best part I think about tweeting is when you're watching an award show, because the whole country is watching this award show, and the entire country is on Twitter all talking about it.
Right.
So
oh,
it's
really?
Like everyone's in your living room watching it together, because you're all talking back and forth about the same thing. And it's like pretty cool. It's like those moments where we're in unity in front
right.
of the television,
right.
but we're in unity
right.
on something.
Right, yeah, so. Well, you know, that's how, you know, when the tsunami happened in Japan, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody was, you know, I mean... I immediately clicked on CNN, you know, the ticker tape at the bottom, like, follow us on our blog. We're tweeting about it now. And it's like, remember when 9/11 happened, the ticker tape was just like, tune into CNN. I mean,
right.
I do think it's great that the media is, you know, expanding, because we obviously know it does promote unity. I have so many international friends I'll probably never meet, you know, just because we have common interests, like, you know, poetry or Cyndi Lauper or whatever, you know what
yeah.
I mean, and like become friends with these little bitsy bobs, you know, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Peace in the world.
as a parting, where have you guys read around town so that they can know where to find you?
Yeah. How can we access you?
I've read actually we used to read at the Reconstruction Room.
Yeah, which unfortunately isn't around anymore.
Yeah,
it's
happening. But I've read there a couple times. And Rhino, they have their Rhino Reads reading series in Evanston. And, you know, I've been a feature there like last year. But I also, you know, sometimes I'll go and check out the open mic. And, you know, so I have Palabra Pura, another good reading series.
I've read at the Reconstruction Room or the Rec Room. I've read some poetry on NPR, and I still do that sometimes. And I actually have one reading coming up. It's called Mortified. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's like this collection of folks. It usually happens at the Green Door or something, but you read pages from your childhood diary, and it has to be from your diary. Like, you have to bring in your diary
oh, wow.
and just, like, read pages from it. So that's fun, because I've had a diary since I was really little.
Yeah.
But, and then there's another thing that I want to do. It's called Moth. The Moth.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's, it happens at, like, Martyrs here in Chicago, but... Basically, you put your name in a hat, and they pull people up to the stage. You have, like, 3 minutes to do your thing. And it's, you know, not televised, but it's podcast, and it's another thing that's on. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But, like, people like Moby have done it. Like, there's a lot of celebrities that are attached to it. But they come to Chicago every last Tuesday of the month.
Oh, wow.
harder. So we should go.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Sometimes, you know, there's a theme to it, so you can do it.
Yeah.
Poetry on the side. You know, like procrastinate to do something magical.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
For talking with us. This was a lot of fun. So everyone who is listening to this, you should come to the Revolving Door Reading Series on April 27th at 7 o'clock at the South Halsted Gallery from 7 to 10, and then Sunny and Jacob will be reading, and it's going to be an awesome night. So,
yay!
Bye!